Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gather around. We are about to listen to the Scarface Tubby Show. Yay! How exciting! Listener discretion is advised.
Hello. Reporting to you live from the War Room. Butt-ass naked. Yes. This might be the first episode. Nah, there's had to have been episodes early on that I recorded naked, but off the top of my head, I can't think of any other episode that I recorded butt naked, so this might be a first. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to episode 100 and something. I don't fucking know which episode it is because I'm recording this at a pre-recorded date. You guys are probably listening to this or getting this episode sometime in the middle, end of December. Today's date, November 24th. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. It's your boy. We are going to listen to an album that I honestly haven't listened to in probably almost 20 years, maybe over 20 years. It's an album that a lot of people don't know. And the people who do know, they're probably my age. But as far as horrorcore rap goes, this one's a classic. This is one that I've been wanting to do. And I decided I'm going to do this today. I literally just thought of this like 30 minutes ago. I'm about to go meet up with Janie and her parents and Yeely and go eat Thanksgiving dinner with them. I just spent the earlier half of the day with my oldest. She's with her mom. I've got a couple hour window. I decided to take a shower, get baked, and do an episode for y'all motherfuckers. So today, on Thanksgiving Day, the beginning of the season of giving, I decided we're going to listen to Brother Lynch Hung's Season of the Sickness, The Resurrection. I'm sure most of you don't even know who or what the fuck that is. Season of the Sickness, The Resurrection is the debut studio album by American rapper Brother Lynch Hung. Released on February 28th, 1995. I was 14 when this came out, but I realistically didn't find out about this album until I was about 18. Brother Lynch Hung is a rapper who's based out of Sacramento, California. He's much older now. He's 52, if I am reading correctly. He is widely described as the creator of horrorcore rap. He is a member of the 24th Street Garden Block Crip Gang in fucking Sacramento, California. And a long time ago, me and my fucking roommates that lived in Jillian Square back in 1999. Shout out to my boy Mike Ives. Shout out to my boy Anthony. My boy Googs. I call him the Officer. We all lived in this fucking apartment in Julian Square in Fairbanks, Alaska. We didn't do shit. I don't think any of us had jobs. We're getting money however we can, know what I mean? And we used to get high and listen to this goddamn album all the time. So this is just one of those albums that I always knew when I started this show I wanted to do it. So most of y'all ain't heard this shit. Buckle up. You're in for a treat. This is Season of the Sickness by Brother Lynch Hung.
What's up, everybody? This is Irish Dave, and you're listening to the Scarface Tubby Show.
All right, you motherfuckers, you ready for this?
I gotta go meet Jamie's family in an hour, so we're gonna whiz through this.
You gotta be high to listen to this shit.
Get in, get out, know what I mean?
Fuck that. Turn the tape off.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Go get you a motherfucking split.
This intro right here is called Kush Break.
Peep this shit.
This album was completely written and produced, and I want to say even mixed and mastered, by Brother Lynch Hung himself. Yep, I'm reading it now. He has stated that he produced, mixed, mastered the entire album by himself. To this day, it is the only album in his catalog in which he did this. This is some old school fucking West Coast shit, y'all. Your boy's butt naked. I swear to God, I'm not even lying to you right now. I'm butt ass naked, drinking a cup of coffee, high as shit. About to go eat some Chinese food with the goat. Alan Ma. I hope everybody's having a good Thanksgiving. Y'all won't hear this till about Christmas time, though. It is what it is, Scarface Tubby Show. I don't know if I told you, but this record right here is called Sick Made. No K. S-I-C-C. Sick Made. Crip shit, you get it. Probably don't. You probably don't get it. Like I was talking about on the Cody Liska episode, we were talking about horrorcore rap. Back in the day, your boy was really big in horrorcore rap. I still am. But this guy's one of the originators of this shit, man. Look up Brother Lynch Hung. If you're into that old West Coast gangster shit, I think you'll dig it. It does walk a fine line between gangster, borderline into satanic shit. It's a vibe. People involved on this album include Mr. Doctor, X-Rated, who is also a hardcore rapper who killed, and I want to say, like, try to eat somebody. Look up X-Rated. Maybe I'll pull it up for you later on, but X-Rated was on this shit. Some other rappers that I don't really know, including Zigzag, Zoe, Sick X, Baby Reg. Don't know any of them motherfuckers. This album originally came out on Black Market Records, but around 2005 it was re-released and distributed by IDN Distribution. Let's go to this next record, man. I ain't got a lot of time, man. I gotta get dressed, get the fuck out of here, man. I got fucking two pies in the fridge right now. Cherry, apple. I got fucking Cool Whip. That's my contribution. You know your boy can't cook shit. I'm glad Janie's family's having me over. Otherwise, I was just gonna fucking take my ass a Gold Crow. You heard me? I'm dead ass, dog. I was about to go to Gold Crow. Janie said, come over to the restaurant at 5. Say less, mama. Say less. Chill at the crib. We're just gonna strap up and wait. Nigga, don't even trip. I got me a 9mm. 44 AR-15. Right. DI-6 with a scope, nigga. Ithaca 37 12 gauge sawed off shotgun. I feel like I need to have Brandon here, Plan B. Nigga, street sweeper and shit. Pistol grip, you know. Sicario Tacos in the house. Low key gave me the whole hookup, nigga. Let's do this. Real murder shit, you heard me? Scarface type of shit, you know what I'm saying? You want hot shit? Thanksgiving. Got a lot of the Christmas shopping done this weekend. I was a dead man walking, they say, so Yearly Mall wants a goddamn Oculus VR headset. Them motherfuckers like 500, dog. Anyway, hey, I feel the pay. Yearly's only goddamn 7 years old. Janie don't even think she's old enough to be using a VR, but that's what little mama wants. I feel like I gotta get it for her, man. Little Yearly Ma's like a fucking perfect student. Well behaved always, always a good kid. I feel like I gotta get her the VR, dog. Fuck. This record's called Rest in Piss. That's right, Rest in Piss. This motherfucker was on some bullshit, and I love it. He was really good at that fast rap and shit. So I let him have it. Ounces of OE40, no dose Indonesia split. And a 9mm for the nigga that a dump and pump one in your bitch. The album reached number 13 on the Billboard Heat Seekers chart. I don't even know what the fuck that means. And number 26 on the top R&B and hip hop chart. When I grab my shit, you eat the bone or get caught with a hot one, nigga. So rest in piss. Rest in piss, motherfucker.
Scarface Tubby.
Rest in peace. So disrespectful. This next record here is real. It's called Get the Baby. This record right here is called Get the Baby. I don't remember half these songs. I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all, man. I just wanted to listen to this album. I wanted to play some of this crazy ass murderous and fucking satanic gangster shit. It's a season. It's the fucking season of giving, baby. I'm giving you guys gems right now. I think I chipped my tooth, flossing my teeth the other day, man.
Get that motherfucker.
You, nigga.
Oh, shit, nigga. All right, then. It's either going to be you. No, it's going to be the motherfucking baby that go. Pick which one.
Fuck you, nigga.
Oh, okay, then I'm going to pick them.
That's crazy. That's crazy, right? These motherfuckers was wildin', dog. These Sacramento motherfuckers is crazy, dog. Coming off that high, it's that double jack. This record right here is called Look to the Brain. About to show up the family dinner, fucking Chuck Taylor's, fucking Dickies. Just see, walk up in the restaurant, Janie fucking beat the shit out of me, dog.
Peep this. Take that block off safety, turn around and hit the
I hope there's some deviled eggs today, man. I just wouldn't feel right if I went today without fucking deviled eggs. I'll eat deviled eggs so I get fucking sick, dude. Alright, alright. Let's go to this next record. This shit right here is called Cue Ball. The album is dedicated to Cue Ball, who is Brother Lynch Hung's cousin, who was murdered around the time of the album's creation.
Just sitting up here looking down at your grave and shit, you know?
I have a feeling this song is about his boy, Cue Ball. My life, you know?
Ran that nigga Joker, man.
Joker the Bill Bonds?
That nigga told me. He told me everything that happened and shit, you know? What you want me to do, man?
This coffee is excellent, man. I'm giving up coffee in 2023, though.
No, I ain't gonna be fucking with no jail, you know? So I'm just bound to take my life after that.
All right, man. All right, let's just get that next record, man. We ain't got time for that shit, dog. This right here is called Liquor Sick. I think this song is actually dedicated to Cue Ball. You can't expect any dude in California named Cue Ball to fucking live a full life, you know what I mean? It's just kind of dick. You kind of set him up for a fucking failure with the name Cue Ball.
This nigga.
I wonder how good he was at billiards. Oh, shit. This beat is hard. Scarface, Tubby Show, you know what it is. Happy Thanksgiving, even though you heard you guys are getting this shit in December. So here's the thing, man. My fucking parents are coming December 16th. They're going to be staying with me for about 3 weeks. They're from here from December 16th. To January 6th, I'm excited. My family's going to be here. They get to fucking hang out with me in the house, spend time with the kids. But, excuse me, ooh, God. Ew, even I'm disgusted with myself for that one. Sorry, I apologize. Totally lost my train of thought. Oh, my parents are coming. So between December 16th to January 6th, I will not be recording any pods because my fucking parents are going to be here. What am I going to be in the war room? You just getting fucking trashed? With my parents upstairs, can't do that shit, man. So between December 16th to January 6th, there will be no podcast episodes being recorded. So that's why I'm doing this shit right here, because you're probably going to get this episode within that time frame. I'm sure by when you guys are listening to this, it's sometime middle or end of December. It's because I'm fucking stuck in the house with the parents and the kids. Fucking, this is what kind of a professional I am, motherfucker. I'm thinking this shit out, man. I know my parents are coming. I know there's going to be fucking lockdown. I can't be doing me in here getting loose. My fucking mom, my kids, fucking Janie up in this motherfucker. You know what I mean? So I'm thinking ahead. I'm pre-recording shit for a later date. Fucking genius, bro. I do all this for y'all. I do all this for y'all. Scarface, Tubby Show, motherfucker. Turkey Day edition, motherfucker. Even though you guys getting this shit in December, it is what it is.
Look up in the sky, it's a motherfucking slug. Some nigga done let one off and only my cousin shedding blood. That locust motherfucker from 29th Street throwing up his flag. Some nigga got mad and went to the crib for the 44 mag. Returned to the setup and let my cousin have it. The nigga that died for the Garden Block gang. Get time for the Garden Block.
This is the story of his boy Cue Ball getting killed.
I'm stuck in a motherfucking casket, but I don't be giving a fuck. I'm tapping up in your program. Before you know it, I'm creeping up on you in a licorice dark black drop top bro hand with a 12 gauge pump and a
that boy can snap though. I will say he's saying some borderline satanic evil shit, but that boy can snap.
I call it the fever of the funk house, dumping gauge shells in that ass, leaving your face down, chest down.
Little fun fact, I'm not even reading this off Wikipedia. I just know this because I've been new about this shit since I was fucking hella young. Brother Lynch Hung, this album came out on Black Market Records. When Dr. Dre left Death Row and was going to start a new label before he came up with Aftermath, he wanted to use the name Black Market Records. He tried to buy this name off of whoever owns this record label. I don't know who's the owner of Black Market Records, but Dr. Dre, apparently from what I read, was willing to cough up a big check for the rights to the name Black Market Records, and whoever owns the motherfucker said no. They turned down Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre went on to come up with the name Aftermath, went with Aftermath. A lot of people don't know that shit.
With a gang of guts hanging out your ass.
You educational know, and that's funny, that's dog. I do it all for y'all, motherfucker, man.
And if I die before your set gets blasted, that's on the gardens. I'ma rise up out my casket.
I'm liquor sick and I just might lose control. control tonight. I can eat 5 pieces of pie, all various fruit pies.
Ooh, yeah. I'm liquor sick and
I just might lose control. I gotta be careful I don't eat too much pie, just in case Mama Bear might come over a little bit later. Give me some stuffing. Give me some stuffing. You know what I'm saying? Man, I said too much. This record right here is called 40 Break. Actually, this is an interlude. But we're going to skip the interludes, and because the last interlude, he was killing a baby. But he was killing a baby in that last interlude, right? You heard it too, right? I heard it. You heard it. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. That was the visual I always had every time I heard it, even back in the day. I was like, is this motherfucker killing a baby on this shit? Motherfucker's sick. Going straight to fucking hell, dog. This record right here is called That's Real Gangsta. Killing a baby is not gangster. That is just pure evil, dude. It was a dark blue night, nigga, toe down sleep. Oh shit, Halloween vibes, bro. Just got trick-or-treating vibes right here. My nigga Six fucked around and took Fu Man's bitch. Brought her in the back and got her all fucked up. Are you guys a dark meat or a light meat when it comes to the turkey? Me, I like my turkey just like I like my women dark, baby. Love dark meat. I fucks with the light meat too. I'm a turkey lover. I love turkey. But I am, my preference, dark meat. Always.
Making a hoes nut 5,000 times? Oh, fuck, it's crazy, man. This record right here is called Deep Down, featuring Mr. Doctor and Ron Foster. Don't know any of them motherfuckers, dog. Keep it funky with you. I don't know how to ease the pain. Drink brew. Shout out to August Alsina for telling the whole world that he be fucking smoking dick. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Now I'm wondering if him and fucking Will Smith boing. I know y'all thought it too, huh? I heard stories about Mr. Will Smith. I don't give a fuck. This motherfucker gave me Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, one of my favorite shows of all time. He can do whatever the fuck he wants. Hey, feel me? Sacktown to Mactown. Sacktown to Mactown. Y'all motherfuckers taking too long to get the fucking beat going. Let's go to this next record. This is Dead Man Walking. Scarface Tubby Show, thank you for listening to this shit. Episode 100 and something, probably 100. Let me guess. Episode 100 hasn't even came out yet. We're doing that in a couple days, so I'm just going to guess. This is episode 105. 104, 105. We'll see. Killing up them 40 ounces with my gang. Them niggas that killed they mama for some thing. Got some more shit coming for you. Some new shit. I got some new shit. Some new podcast shit. Actually, by the time you hear this episode, I might have already unveiled it. But in case I didn't, I'm going to shut up. But yeah, I got some shit for y'all motherfuckers. Some completely other shit. But still related. I said too much. This record right here is called 781 Red Rum. 781 backwards is 187. Murder, 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 motherfucker. Still naked, in case you're wondering. I am still naked. Remember the other episode where I was telling girls if they're listening to DM me the word flowers? Not a single motherfucker DM me, dog. Fuck these hoes, man. Hating ass bitches. I'm just joking, girls. I hope somebody out there is listening to this got a vagina. 100% of my viewership is straight dudes. That'd be gross. But I'd understand it. I would totally understand it. All right, what's going on here? Oh, they're doing like some backwards fucking Van Halen AC/DC shit. Or who was that? Was that AC/DC? Nah, that's, I'm showing my age. Y'all don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about right now. One of them bands was fucking playing shit backwards on some evil shit. I think that's what was going on there. But you know what? I'm 41 years old. I ain't got time for that silliness. This record right here is called Season of the Sickness. This is the record that I remember. My roommate fucking Steve Morrow. We called him Officer Googs because he wanted to be a cop. Yeah, he was white. But this was his jam. We used to listen to this shit heavy back in Chilean Square. Fairbanks, Alaska. What up, though? I see y'all. Ain't been up there in about a year. I bet it's cold as fuck up there. Y'all ain't gonna see me for at least fucking another 9 months. Love y'all though. You know. And I hit that corner at 24th Street. Some nigga me mugging lynch. And I'm popping a clip and I'm not finna get got. I'ma shoot before I'm shot. What are y'all thankful for out there, man? I'm thankful for a lot of shit, man. Thankful, obviously, first and foremost, my two babies. My life. I'm thankful for this goddamn podcast show. I'm going to be honest, man. When I started this shit a couple years ago, I was kind of iffy if I wanted to get back and do another podcast. I'm glad I did. I fucking love it. I'm happy where it's going. I'm hopeful of where it's going. And it's really, it keeps me focused on something, man. I have to be focused on something, and the podcast show has given me that. I'm thankful for everybody that's been on the show. I'm thankful for everyone that listens. And I talk a lot of shit, but I'm thankful for everybody involved, man. Even the ones that fucking talking shit, man. I appreciate that, too. The attention. I appreciate the attention. I try to be thankful every day, not just Thanksgiving. I'm constantly looking up to the heavens and saying thank you to whoever's there. I'm very thankful. I hope you guys are, too. I thank you for listening to this crazy shit. I appreciate it.
I told you I was a fire-breathing dragon. I'm gonna destroy these motherfuckers. But you know that nigga from the creek, so
peep out what this trigger got. Peep what this trigger got, motherfucker. This record right here is called Welcome to Your Own Death. Damn, take it easy. Featuring Hyst, H-Y-S-T, I don't remember this guy, let's hear what he's about. And as I bail through the woods of the south side, okay. Arizona, okay. 9 miller, chrome killer alone, cause I trust no snitch. When I trust no snitch, there's a lot of y'all out there. I saw Schizo Sco the other day at the mall, man. Me and my daughter were walking in the mall, I didn't have my glasses on me. This guy was walking towards me, and I could just see he was looking at me with a familiar stare. And he was smiling, so just me naturally being the polite gentleman that I am, I'm smiling back. And as we're walking closer to each other and closer to each other, I realize, oh, it's Schizo Sco, who I haven't seen in fucking years. We both smiled at each other, just kept it moving, man. It was low-key, a little bit awkward, but I'm not going to lie, I'm glad that I saw him, and I hope he's doing well. I highly doubt he's listening to this shit, but if he is... Shout Schizo Sco, man. A lot of y'all don't know, but Straight Jacket by Schizo Sco, one of the, if not the best rap album ever made in Anchorage, Alaska, in my opinion. It's probably that or Boots' album, or Ducks for Shit. If you take away all the bullshit and just go straight to the music, Sco is one of the best, dude. But this ain't about Schizo Sco, this is about motherfucking Brother Lynch, huh? And that satanic fucking horrorcore shit. I thought it was appropriate to do that today on Turkey Day, the day the fucking pilgrims slaughtered, trying to commit mass genocide. I don't know the fucking history, I just know it's some fucking fucked up shit that the white guys did. Brah, brah, brah. Shout out to Mary Peltola or whatever her name is. Salute. This record right here is called Real Lokes.
I do it because my kids got to eat, you know.
Mary Peltola looks like she used to beat up some white bitches at the bonfire back in the day, you know what I'm saying? Some of y'all don't even know who I'm talking about outside of Alaska. It's all good. Look her up, man. Big fuck you to Kelly Chewbacca. I don't even know why. I'm just saying it just to say it. Fuck you, Kelly Chewbacca. Dirty ass bitch. Oh, real low, yo. Shooter. Motherfuckers from the X-Men, Big X, Lord X, Baby X, the nigga Psycho, 1 and 2,
Scarface, you know. Tubby,
my niggas from Love to the Brain, Big Dan, Baby Reg, B-Flat, C-O-S, you know what I'm saying, Kareem,
goes hard,
y'all niggas taking them for the Love to the Brain,
I know what you're thinking, you know what right saying? Now, them niggas, yes, from the sick, I'm still naked, them
motherfuckers, you know, T-Lot, emo running that shit.
You don't know what to think. You're listening to this satanic, evil, fucking gangster crip shit. You know I'm on the other end, butt naked. You don't know what to do. You kind of want to go listen to another podcast, but you know I'm the best, dog. You know who else you gonna go to? Huh? But Joe Rogan? Tom Segura?
Miss Marvelous?
Who better than Tub? You ain't no joke. I'm the unknown king, motherfuckers. You should feel privileged.
But don't trip.
I know I feel privileged to have your interest. Up, you know? It's a mutual, it's a reciprocating thing. Black. Is that a word? Reciprocating?
Local, you know we ain't vocal, but that's all right, nigga. You got much love. That nigga Marcus, what's up, nigga? Shay.
My cousin Emil in the rap.
Alright, this motherfucker just giving shout outs and shit. That's cool. This is the last record. This is Inhale with the Devil. Jeez Louise.
I told you I was a fire breathing dragon. I would destroy these motherfuckers.
Is Brother Lunch Hung even still alive? Let me look at his Wikipedia. Hey. Still alive. 52 years old. Still living in Sacramento, California. Says years active 1986 to present. He might still be out there doing his shit. You know what I'm saying? Still out there cripping.
When I shot you on the last shit, it wasn't to kill you anyway. It was just to see if I was you. You know what I'm saying? If I died when I shot you, that mean I was the devil, you know?
This is that pilgrim shit right here. This is that pilgrim music, dead. You know what I'm saying?
I thought I was the devil, but now, since you here, hit this motherfucking shit.
This is weird.
Yeah, that's that cushion, nigga.
It says here that his last studio album was 2013, so I would say he's no longer active. Oh, never mind. He put out an EP in 2021 called Fatal. 50 years old, still out here talking that crazy gangster shit. I respect it. Man, you know what? Man, we can't end this shit with those vibes, man. It's fucking goddamn Thanksgiving, man. It's holiday season, man. I can't, you know, it's just the energy, you know what I'm saying? I feel like we gotta have balance on the show. We gotta balance it out, man. We gotta balance it out. I appreciate y'all for listening to this episode. I hope you guys are having a great Thanksgiving. And I hope you guys have an even better Christmas. Because by the time you hear this shit, it's right around the corner. I hope you got all the presents you needed to get. I hope you got that special someone. I hope you got the tree up. Merry Christmas, motherfuckers. I might give y'all a Christmas episode, maybe. Well, no, actually, no, I'm not. My parents are going to be here. You're not going to get a special Christmas episode. This might be the Christmas episode. So with that being said, Merry Christmas, motherfucker, Scarface Tubby Show. And a Happy New Year, too, piece of shit. Shut up, Shady Records, motherfucker.
Tub Life.